This week marks the 5th anniversary of the devastating 2002 floods here in Prague. Since the deluge, billions of crowns have gone into repairing the damage wrought by the floods. This clean-up operation has also meant a facelift for several parts of the city that, for decades previously, had been looking a bit down at heel. One such area is the right bank of the river Vltava, which Prague City Council is now hoping to transform into a promenade lined with attractions to rival that of Berlin or Paris. Rosie Johnston went down to the bonny banks of the Vltava to take a look.
It's early days for the City Council's plans to transform the Vltava's right bank into a walkway packed with bars and cafes. At the moment, there are a couple of stands, a couple of boats offering tours or serving as restaurants, and some snazzy new benches stretching as far as the eye can see. But still, all walks of life are down here. Cyclists and rollerbladers continuously sweep past, and the promenade seems to be a haunt for dog walkers. Karel Vorlitsky has been coming here for the last 65 years to fish. He explains how the area has changed over time.
Navigace se změnila, čistota vody se zlepšila.
The towpath has changed, the water is cleaner, but people don't have the same relationship with nature as they did in the past. But I like it here. I can come here on public transport, no problem. In recent years, it has got prettier and gone up market. But there is a lot of visitors here, and for some people that's probably a good thing, but not for us fishermen.
But it's very much a work in progress. Filip Dvořák is one of the town councillors behind the plans to regenerate the front.
Dosud samozřejmě, že náplavky byly přístupné, ale každý si tam v podstatě dělal, co chtěl.
Up until now, the riverbank was accessible, of course, but everyone did whatever they felt like down there. You had to scramble your way over mountains of rubbish. When the Vltava rose and flooded the bank, mud was left absolutely everywhere. You could go down and walk there, but it wasn't in the least bit pleasant. Our aim is to change that and attract Prague residents down there to relax. We would like cafes and restaurants down there, and various other attractions. To start this process off, 4 stalls have just been opened.
Rebecca Salkva is the owner of one of these 4 newly opened stalls. She sells smoothies and Starocheska Trla, sweet rolls of pastry coated in cinnamon or chocolate. She tells me a bit about how her first month of trade has been.
Sales are good, especially sales of fruit juice. A lot of people walk past this spot and are interested in one of our fruit juices, especially because they're all natural and free from additives. For the most part, it's foreigners who are buying our smoothies because they're more used to the concept, English people in particular.
The walkway may not be fully decked out with all the souvenir stands, beaches, playgrounds and performance spaces that Prague City Council envisage on the site by 2011, but even as it is, it satisfies a large number of purposes. Here's what a handful of people I bumped into there had to say.
If I compare this to what was here before the revolution, it's much nicer. It really has its own atmosphere. I really like this waterfront because it is all newly done up and it's oriented towards people.
There is written only mark for the bicycles, but not special way for the bicycles. It's very complicated go on the big stones, and for me it's better go around on this place with the small stones.
The benches are well designed. A pity though is that the sculpture there with the old trees, I didn't find an indication. There was a little board on it said who made it, but no further explanations. But that's something you find in the whole of Prague. Yeah.
That was Rosie Johnston with that report.